we could actually have a reprise of a financial crisis if we play this too close to the line. So we're going to be working hard over the next month, and my expectation is we're going to get it done in a sensible way. That's what the American people expect.
Negotiations continue today among members of a House committee chaired by Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats want to raise the debt ceiling to avoid the kind of government shutdown that loomed in April as Republicans and Democrats came to an impasse over spending. Republicans want to see more than $2 trillion in spending cuts and oppose any tax revenue increases to help close the gaps. On the House floor today, U.S. Representative Donald Stearns, a Republican from Orlando, read from a letter a group of 150 economists sent to House Speaker John Boehner on June 1st. Stearns urged his colleagues not to raise the debt ceiling without cutting spending.
It is critical that any debt limit legislation enacted by Congress include spending cuts and reforms that are greater than the accompanying increase in debt authority being granted to the president. If there's ever been a failure of leadership, it is today. We're broke, and the solution lies in reform rather than rhetoric, spending cuts rather than spending increases. Leadership has called for compromise in the next couple of weeks. A compromise does not involve a vote on raising the debt ceiling without these spending cuts.